Welcome back to the studio. I am Guru Catherine, and today we're going to take a look at fun with a little Pythagorean numerology, see what's coming for us in the week of November 27th, 2023 through December 3rd, 2023, looking at Monday through Sunday. We're going to take a look at the numbers for the whole of humanity. So this is a general reading for kind of across the whole globe. And we'll give a little insight into what you might expect, what's the general vibe on each day for things like geopolitical issues, for finance and crypto, for your own personal life, and a little bit of how to interpret that for yourself if you know your ruling number. Your ruling number in Pythagorean numerology is when you take the days of your birth date, right? The day, the month, and year that you were born. You're going to add up all that all those digits. That's going to give you a two-digit number. And then you're going to take those two digits and add them together and keep going until you get a single number, a single-digit number. That's your ruling number. And it'll be somewhere between 1 and 9. Okay, so let's dive into it. So Monday, November 27th, and I am seeing this at the same time you are. So this is my true reaction in the moment here. So let's see what we've got here. So Monday is a ruling 9 for the day. Days have ruling numbers too. Just add up all the digits of the date and do the same thing. So we have what I like this entire week and through the rest of the calendar year. We have 1, 2, 3. So this is the column of divine consciousness, or God consciousness, or Krishna consciousness, universal consciousness, whatever you want to call it. So you have divine consciousness in control all week. Very nice. I like to see that. So on Monday, look at this huge gap you've got here. So you have divine consciousness in control. I like that. But you've got 9 and 7 isolated and apart. So 9 is information, it's human awareness of information, specifically. Sometimes it's human production of information, or the receiving of information, the giving of information. 7 is human-made stuff. This is people, buildings, cars. It's things that were created by people and people themselves. And so they're kind of isolated from it. So I think we're going to continue to see this, people sort of being isolated from their ability to see each other's humanity, feeling confused about what's true and what's not, feeling isolated from the truth. But never fear, divine consciousness is in control, even though it may not seem like it. Monday is a good day for, you may see information come to light, or you may see information come to light as false. So take a look for that. Either big information or big information that turns out to not be true. So be very careful with that. It's a real sort of gaslit day on Monday the 27th. So let's take a look at Tuesday. See what we've got here. Tuesday overall is a 1 day. 1 is the number of the material of the divine, that is love, oneness, spirituality, and good things. So overall, not a bad Tuesday that we're looking at here. But we do have 7, 8, 9, which is human consciousness, in equal control with divine consciousness. So that's kind of interesting. But look at the big gap in the middle. And while I'm happy to not see that middle column, which is the subconscious, in control on Tuesday, I don't like this division, this complete division between the human and the divine. So I would expect on Tuesday to continue to see, and even more intensely than Monday, seeing people just acting very human, being aggressive, being violent, being angry, being grumpy, feeling guilty, down, depressed, all these things. So be aware of your own mind on Tuesday. If you start acting very human on Tuesday, give yourself some grace and some space. On Tuesday, spiritual practices will go well on Tuesday. So maybe put your focus there. Wednesday, the 29th of November, we have divine consciousness acting on the material. So when we get 147 across the bottom like this, we're seeing divine consciousness acting on the natural world, the man-made world, the physical 3D world, in all its attributes. So when the divine acts on the material world, in other words, acts of God, you can also get acts of divine intervention, where it may not be like large-scale volcanoes, earthquakes, it could be, but it could also be divine intervention in certain circumstances. And then, and yet we see the total isolation of the nine, which is the number of human-produced information and human awareness of information. And so I would say what's going on Wednesday is that there's a lot of divine intervention in the physical world that could look like big dramatic stuff, but I don't think so. That's going to be more of a Sunday thing. But this divine intervention that's happening, you will largely not be aware of it. And if you are aware of it, you won't be sure of it. And that's what's going on Tuesday. Now, Tuesday is a two-day, so that's a day of balance. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. It'll be a pretty chill day, and a good day to do things that balance you. Obviously, every day is a good day to do things that balance you, working out, meditation, your spiritual practice, and things like that. But God is at work on the natural world on Wednesday, although you may not be aware of it, or you may not believe it if you do become aware of it. Thursday, this is my favorite. This is the best pattern, in my opinion, that you can possibly get in this world of Pythagorean numerology, which is on Thursday, the 30th of November, 2023. So we have God consciousness in control, and we have the X. So we have this diagonal 357, which is the diagonal of manifestation. And if you kind of follow it, it's divine information becoming physical reality, manifestation. And we also have the diagonal of 159 going from the bottom left to the top right, which is the diagonal of inspiration, right? So if you can read that as divine material becoming human information, right? Inspiration. And so we have manifestation and inspiration by the divine on Thursday, November 30th. So what an epic, awesome day. So that's a very, very good day for absolutely anything you could want to do. And this is global, right? I don't care what your ruling number is. This is for everybody. So that's exciting. Then on Friday, which is the first day of December, we've got, again, the divine acting on the natural world. So the natural world, the physical world, our 3D reality, nature, forests, oceans, buildings, people. And in this time, we saw this on Wednesday. Now it's back again on Friday, the divine acting on the three-dimensional world, affecting change on the three-dimensional world. But this time, any concept of information is not there at all. So it is pretty dominant. Whether or not you'll hear about it, I don't know. This is another two-day, a day of balance. So the way that the divine will act on the three-dimensional world will be in a way that brings balance. Because most people freak out when I say the divine acting on the three-dimensional world. They think earthquakes and volcanoes and, you know, big scary stuff like that. But it's not always like that. It could just be in a way that brings calm and balance. So actually, this looks really beautiful. So Friday, December 1st looks like a very calm, nice, helpful kind of day with the divine acting on our material world. Allow it. Enjoy it. Not a whole lot of action that day, but we'll wrap back up on that. So Saturday, let's take a look. Saturday, we do have the divine, and we have the diagonal of manifestation. So we have the divine bringing about manifestation, and it's a 3-day. Three is the number of divine information. This is information flowing through divine consciousness, either because you put it there or because the divine put it there. But you have manifestation. So this is also just wonderful. This is a day, Saturday, December 2nd, when the things that you have been working to bring about in your life are likely to show up. So that's wonderful. Sunday. Okay. So Sunday, December 3rd. Right. Yikes. Okay. So this will be your drama day. Sunday, December 3rd will be your day of drama. We have the divine acting on the material world again, but this time there's that six parked up there on the top row. Drama. Now, not all drama is negative. You could have positive drama. So it could be that something really big and dramatically awesome is going to happen on December 3rd with the divine acting on our material world. So it could be something dramatically great, or it could be something dramatically awful, but it's something dramatic. So this could be, I don't know, maybe that volcano in Iceland finally has its eruption. So it could be volcano, it could be earthquakes, it could be something with the oceans, hurricanes and things like that, sort of acts of God in the traditional sort of natural world sense of things. Or it could be, who knows what else. But whatever it is foundational. This is a 4-day. So 4 is the number of foundation. It's the number of subconscious material, which is also emotional baggage. This is another day that makes me say, okay, just be careful with your attitudes, with your state of mind. Make sure you're not acting from a place of baggage on that day, on Sunday, December 3rd. Watch your mouth. And sit back and watch the show. Because that's what Sunday, December 3rd is going to look like. This is not within your control as a human being. This is divine acting on the three-dimensional world, the material world, whether that's the natural world or the human man-made world. And it's dramatic and it's foundational. It's a big enough deal that it could even be like a peace deal somewhere, right? So it could be something truly epically awesome. Or it could be something just truly epically bad or just truly epic. Like, wow, look at that volcano going off. It could be, but, you know, it's going to be drama. Sit back and watch the show. Whatever it is foundational. So that tells me, I don't know, it's probably not things like volcanoes and earthquakes. Then it's going to be something else. But interesting day. So look out for December 3rd. So from a geopolitical perspective, the days I would be looking out for really interesting happenings on the world stage of geopolitics would look like, obviously, Sunday, December 3rd. Could be something interesting there. Tuesday, November 28th. If it happens, could be something on the negative side. And that's about it. Tuesday and Sunday this week could see some truly interesting happenings. Most likely Sunday, December 3rd on the geopolitical stage. For finance and crypto, this is not a big week for finance and crypto. I see absolutely no emphasis on finance, on banking. The eights are suspiciously missing here. The only time we get an eight at all is on Tuesday, and that's in that human consciousness column. So it's not sitting out there by itself emphasizing. We have no 8 days here this week. I think this is just a super quiet week in the markets and in the crypto world. Maybe everybody's on vacation, I don't know, but I don't see a whole lot happening there. Just one way or the other, all quiet on the crypto and finance front, I believe. And remember, this is just for fun. I am not a financial advisor. I am not a medical advisor. You shouldn't listen to anything I have to say at all. We're just having fun. This is for entertainment only. So for your personal life, this is where your ruling number comes in, right? So if you've got that in hand, you've got that calculated, the good thing, it never changes. So once you know it, you know it. So in your personal life, in general, for everybody, look out for Tuesday, where you may be acting rather human, and I have never actually seen that be a good thing. So be aware and watch your behavior on Tuesday. In your personal life, on Thursday and Saturday, fantastic days to see the fruits of your labor, the end result of everything you've been trying to put together and create in this world. Thursday in particular, great day for that, as well as for getting brand new ideas for things, for projects, and anything that you want to feel inspired about or that you need answers for. So let's talk about the effects for specific ruling numbers. If you are a ruling six, then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are all going to be very heavy on information for you. You are going to be the one who actually knows what's going on. For the rest of us, if you have a friend who's a ruling six and you're confused, you're feeling gaslit about whatever's going on, go ask them. They're the ones with all the information. If you are a ruling five, like I am, then you have manifestation and inspiration Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's just a fantastic work week for the ruling fives. Getting stuff done, things coming to fruition, inspiring ideas. Write them all down. Don't lose any of them. Even if you can't, you won't be able to act on them all in this week as much as they're going to be flowing. If you are a, let's see, if you are a ruling number, nine, you get a little extra information on Sunday. Not a whole lot extra for the nines. If you're an eight, ruling number eight, be particularly careful Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Watch your behavior. You are apt to be acting very human. And as we all know, that's not really a good thing. So try to rise above that. Try to hold your tongue and don't get too down on yourself. So all excellent things. So those are kind of the big ones. If you're a ruling number four, this entire week is very much about the physical world for you. And often for the rest of us as well, but every single day for you is about your physical reality. That's nature, the things you're building, your house, your cars, your stuff, your garden, everything, the natural world. That's kind of really where you're going to be at this week. So that's what we know about the numbers this week. I hope you enjoyed this. If you do, let me know and I will keep making them. And you can comment on the video on YouTube or on Rumble. You can find me on the socials. All the links are down below on this video. If you're listening to this on the podcast, go to the website. You can send me a text, and anybody can. Go to katherinecolleen.com and send me a text and let me know thoughts, questions, ideas, type of stuff that you like that I do, because I do all kinds of stuff. So thanks for joining me this week, and we will see you next time.